Welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is not as usual. We're not going to be focusing on one of my columns. We're going to be focusing on a bunch of different stuff. I'm going to ramble about things on my mind. I'm going to have Wayne Levine on for the men's room, and I have a very special guest in Kaylin Richardson, a former 10-year U.S. ski and Olympic champion, to talk about skiing. And I'm going to ramble about a bunch of different things because I like to ramble every now and then. And why not vary the shows, even though we do have a format? You can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. And I very much hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're very close to 5,000 likes, and I'm eager to get to that milestone for no particular reason other than I want to get to it. You can stay in the loop and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. You just go to brucesalen.com. The sign-up page is right there. All you will receive is a weekly newsletter and nothing else. We've been adding different music into my shows of late, and the music has been contributed by my son, Arnie Salen. He is into being a DJ as of late. Before that, it was drumming and guitar, and he actually plays almost every instrument except, I guess, stringed instruments like violin and horns. But he does play the basic rock and roll instruments of drums, guitar, bass, and keyboards, does sing, and now he is learning to play the DJ tables. He doesn't do the scratching because that's only one facet of being a DJ, but you will hear a lot of his music throughout the show today and in future weeks. Eventually, I expect he'll give me newer mixes, and I am enjoying listening to that music. I don't care for some of the language in contemporary music, some of the content, but the quality and the construction of today's music is really interesting. So tonight at Dad Chat, we will be talking about rejection. Last week, we talked about boundaries, and now we're going to talk about rejection. Rejection is something we all face. Now, there's a choice in life. Do we learn from it or do we let it define us? And it is my assertion that we actually learn more from failures than we learn from successes. And the same might hold true from rejection, whether it's a personal rejection, a professional rejection, or a sports type of failure or rejection. It doesn't matter. Rejection is a part of life. So we can choose to let it define us or let us grow or learn from it, and that will be the topic at Dad Chat. Dad Chat is my weekly get-together on Twitter. It is actually a 24/7 community that uses the hashtag Dad Chat, and moms and dads from all over the world participate every day of the week, but we get together in a formal setting every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. East Coast time. I welcome you to join us. It's easy, and if you go to my website, I actually even have a tutorial on how to participate in Dad Chat or any tweet chat. I hope you'll check out on brucesalen.com the latest Because I Said So comic and the latest I'm Not That Dad vlog. I have a lot of fun writing the comic strip and shooting and editing and mixing and doing all the stuff that's involved in making a short video, which with today's technology is astonishingly easy. Not to mention the quality of video that we can get from an iPhone, a GoPro, a little point-and-shoot camera, or a fancy video cam. I have all of those, including my iPad, which takes high-definition video when I do sometimes interviews. I meet someone, and I just do a off-the-cuff interview. I can't believe the quality. In fact, sometimes I don't even like the quality. I don't want to see my skin that well. Thank you very much. But it is amazing. So I also have been so caught up in so many different things that I have forgotten to play our life lessons. So let's do that right now, and then I'll ramble some more.
You got to accentuate the positive elimi. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right. I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Are you or your kids social media addicts? Are you addicted to social media? We used to worry about how much time our kids spent on television. Now we worry about how much time they spend on all their screens and how much, if any, time they spend outside. I know I spend a lot of time on the computer. Do you spend a lot of time on the computer? Maybe a good idea would be to require your kids to spend equal time outside with equal time online or on a screen. Wouldn't that be good? Make them play. Teach them to play. That's where creativity comes, not by playing video games. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
You know, I find it so interesting. We've recorded 52 of these so-called life lessons. And almost every time we play one, and we just do them in order and we repeat them each year. We're probably on our second year of running them. Almost each time I find the relevance of the life lesson tied to something that's going on in my life or something I've written about or something going on in the news. And this whole idea of too much time on video games or too much time on social media was actually the topic of a recent column I wrote. I have several series of columns that I write now. And one of them, the newest, is called Social Media, Social Good. And in it, if you look in on my website at BruceAllen.com, there's a drop-down menu, and there's Social Media, Social Good is one of the blog series. The Evolution of Technology is a second, and then Men versus Women is a third. But you'll find a social media addiction test in the Social Media, Social Good blog series. And I think it's really interesting because this is not a problem simply for kids. Maybe the video game addiction is more kid-oriented, but young men are staying addicted to video games well into their 20s and 30s. In fact, a recent statistic I heard on the Dennis Prager show really blew my mind, which is there are twice as many young men, adults, in their up to their 30s living at home with their parents than young women in the same age demographic for the first time in human history. Obviously, when women had less opportunities, they would potentially stay at home until they were married. And that was the way of the world until 50, 60 years ago when things started changing. I would say it really started changing around World War II when the need for women in all forms of work was necessary because so many men went off to war. It, of course, then accelerated with the feminist movement of the 60s, and we are where we are today. A mixed bag of great opportunities, and I think male bashing that has resulted in a confusion. But many young women now are having a hard time finding good young men because twice as many of those men are living at home in an unproductive way because of their social media addiction. This is really not a good result. Another thing I'm going to be talking about later in today's show is this whole idea of best practices. Best practices is an expression that is used in social media to describe the best way in which you should behave on Twitter or Facebook or other forms of social media. And it also applies to some degree to the contemporary workforce. And I have written a column called Do Best Practices Really Work? Also in the social media, social good category, because I have found in my second career doing radio, media, and social media and blogging that only in the last year or two I've looked to make more solid business relationships with certain people, brands, companies, and I'm finding the interaction to be decidedly unclear, confusing, unprofessional, and at times rude and curt. And I'm not sure this is a good thing. We have more ways to connect with human beings than ever before. Yet sometimes getting an answer, a simple yes or no, I find is harder than it ever was. I come from showbiz. It was traditionally flaky. And so there were many times I couldn't get an answer or a call back. But I find it much worse today. And I'm not even working in showbiz. I'm working in more general fields. But the young workforce are not practicing anything resembling what I would call best practices. Anyway, that's what I have to say for this opening segment. I hope you'll stay tuned for Wayne Levine, who's going to join us momentarily for the Men's Room. And then after that, we have a very special guest, Kalen Richardson, a 10-year veteran of the U.S. ski team, joining us from Park City, Utah.
Bruce Allen, you know what to do. Bruce Allen.